We are joined on the line by Mark Stowe. He is the player representative for Alex Edler. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
How's Alex doing anyway?
Well, he's progressing just fine. He's, I would say, on schedule regarding the original prognosis of 4 to 6 weeks. If I counted my days correctly a few moments ago, I think we're about 3 weeks in now from the date of the injury. And we'll tell, I would assume, shortly when he has another examination. But the trainers and staff are on it every day. So I would think that, you know, like his past two similar injuries, the 4 to 6 week time frame is accurate.
So do you think he could be back in the next couple of weeks then?
I think so. I think so. But, I mean, I'm not the doctor, but from past history, I would say yes.
And Mark, that's it. I mean, Alex, boy, is such a easygoing, laid-back guy, and the injuries have mounted up. Mentally, you don't like to go same old, same thing, but mentally, do you see that Alex goes, okay, I mean, has he got that tough approach, and does it get him down, or does he just know that's part of the business, and he's had some really bad luck?
Well, I don't think he looks at his bad luck. I think he looks at it as a hockey player. I counted his injuries up when he had the last one 3 weeks ago, and I think he's up to about 15 or 16, maybe even 18 to 20, depending on how you define the injury. So it's part of the life of a hockey player, particularly at this level, and who's played a long time.
Mark, let's talk some stuff here. Alexander Edler is a UFA. Any talks with the Canucks about a new contract, and does he want to re-sign here?
First question, no. And the second question answer would be yes. I mean, that would be his intent to stay. I believe so. I think there has to be, obviously, a meeting of the minds, to say the least, but the starter would be for Vancouver to make the first step and say that they see Alex in the plans. They're a rebuilding club. I mean, they've drafted well, as you guys know, the last few years since Benning's been involved. So I think if he has a comfort level that he's in the mix and in the plan and perhaps a part of the leadership role, that I think he'd be interested for sure.
You know, Mark, and you and I go through this song and dance every year at the trade line. Oh, you know what? Why doesn't Alexander waive his no trade clause? Why doesn't he want to leave Vancouver? Is it a case of he loves this city so much, the family, the kids? Every year there's a fascination amongst the media and the fans to get this guy to waive his no trade clause. What goes through your head when you go through that every trade deadline, Mark?
Well, fascination, maybe putting it mildly, it's an obsession. It's from a player's side, it becomes routine, particularly if the player plays at a great or a high level and there's value to be gained or in exchange by the club. So it always comes to fruit, so to speak, right around the trade deadline, which from a legal standpoint and a CBA standpoint that's lacking is, you know, if they ask a player to waive the clause, so to speak, and you know, he negotiated for it in his deal, there's no reimbursement for taking either a hometown discount or less of a fair market salary. So I see that as an issue internally in the CBA, or what a player faces if he were going to agree to waive it, since it was part of the negotiations for the contract.
Mark Stowe, the agent for Alex Edler, with us here on Sportsnet 650. But do you not see, I guess, nobody looks at the Canucks as being a Stanley Cup winner this year, Mark, and then there's the thought of, and I think if you were to ask most Canuck fans to say, hey, would you like to see Alex Edler return? I think most fans would probably say, yeah. There's, like, you look at the minutes he was playing before he got hurt, he has still got value when healthy. But the idea of saying, hey, look, we want you back in the fold here for a few more years and grow with this young core In the same time, can you do us a solid here? We can get some more assets that will ultimately help you in the years ahead, where we could add more depth and draft picks, or pick up a solid prospect as a rental at the deadline to chase a cup for a couple of months, and then, hey, we'll see you in the summer.
Yeah, there's the problem from my side as his rep, and even from a practical standpoint, there's no guarantee they can bring him back. So if he agrees to waive the, you know, his full no trade clause, then it's totally in his discretion, right? And there's no guarantee that the Canucks can re-sign him in when the UFA period opens in July the following summer. So it's wishing and hoping, it's speculation the way that could happen, I believe.
On a bigger picture, as an agent, Mark, you know, we start to hear about the CBA, and actually talks are going right now, and we always think it's going to be a fight, a war. Do you get the sense as an agent that maybe we'll get by this CBA and something will be done without any kind of issues?
Well, as an optimist, I would say yes, let's hope so. But looking at the history and the amount of gains that the league has made the last two go-arounds in 2004-05 and 2012-13, I think they're going to be more adversarial than willing to get a deal done.
Mark, I want to get back to Alex for just a quick second. Fans and media always critical of this guy, but coaches in Vancouver love him. All they ever do is play the heck out of him. Does it bother you with some of the stuff he gets, the heat from fans and media?
No, not really. You just put it aside. I mean, it's part of the gig, Rick, right? And I look at it from the players' point of view, obviously, but I think the players have to be immune. I tell players, and not necessarily Alex has followed this advice, but you don't look at the internet or you don't read the papers, and you just go out and do your job and try to have fun and do the best you can do, right? So I think there's an immunity or immuneness or thick skin that you have to develop as a player over time.
Sportsnet 650.